I'm happy now to welcome to the program Randy Grissom. He is the Dean of Economic and Workforce Development at Santa Fe Community College and is here to tell us about the opening of the Trades and Advanced Technology Center, which is this coming Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the community college. Welcome.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. Good morning.
Good morning. So this is a whole new gigantic building.
Correct. We have a building that we actually moved into earlier this semester, had a soft opening. And it is designed to offer trades and advanced technology programs with a focus on sustainable technologies.
And so it's basically something that houses classrooms and laboratories?
Correct. We have four standard classrooms, a little more than standard. They got really nice features in them. And then we have six versatile workshops that are all two stories tall with big roll-up outdoor doors so we can bring big equipment in or vehicles in if we need to. And we have six of those, and they are dedicated. Right now, we have one dedicated to our biofuels program, one that's dedicated to our solar energy and engineering and electronics program, one that's been used for plumbing, one for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, and one is our New Mexico Energy Smart Academy, which is a weatherization and energy auditor and OSHA training center.
So all of this both prepares people to participate in the new renewable technologies, and it promotes those technologies.
It does those, and it provides the training and the basic trades that you need to be in those technologies, too. So, you know, to be to get a job to make the most money as a solar photovoltaic installer, if you're a licensed electrician, you move to the front of the line for a job and make more money. Same thing is true as a licensed plumber for solar thermal. So we have the basic trades, we have the sustainable green technology trades, and then we've got the advanced technologies such as engineering and electronics.
How far can you go with engineering and electronics at the community college?
Well, we offer two-year degrees, associate degrees. We have transfer degrees, associate of science degrees, and then we have job-oriented degrees that are associate of applied science degrees, and then we have certificate programs. So most of the certificate programs, you focus really in just on the major, and you can complete those in two semesters or three semesters if you're going full-time. And then the two-year degrees, it takes two full years, usually a summer involved. If you're thinking of transferring to four-year university, then through the advising process, we work with you, and we recommend the Associate of Science or Associate of Arts degree because you take more general studies and less in your major because the university wants you to take that when you get there.
So what's interesting about this, you build a technology center for a technology that is changing very rapidly. So you have to not only kind of plan for the future, but plan for an unknown future.
Absolutely. One of the things that we did in designing this building, we had groups of people who went around and talked with other schools, other community colleges, asked what they would do differently, and we've made our workshops as flexible as they can be, so we can easily change the technology in them or even change it during the middle of a semester if we needed to. A lot of what we're doing is changes a little bit every semester because the technology is changing on us, so we got to stay ahead of the game.
What are some of the kind of exciting and interesting things that young people are doing in the classes at the community college right now? I mean, you've got rainwater catchment, you've got all kinds of solar thermal roof panels. There's stuff that I think a lot of us kind of wish we had in our own houses. We kind of haven't caught up, but we just observe it from afar.
Right. Well, one of the things that I'm really excited about this open house on Friday and hope the public will come out and see is the building itself is a symbol of sustainability and has a lot of features that not only are sustainable in themselves, but are part of the classroom experience and part of the educational process for the students and for the public in general. So we're trying to demonstrate how you can use rainwater catchment and snowmelt catchment and use that water to flush toilets.
So you have that going in
the
center.
We have that going in the building. How you can use new building materials that are greener. We've exposed.
What are some of those?
We have ICF, which I'm going to forget. We've actually poured concrete on site. It has insulation right in the middle of the bricks. The whole building was kind of built as a modular building. We do have solar thermal panels on the roof, and that is being used to air condition and heat the building. So we're one of the few buildings in this country that uses an adsorber to pull the heat out. It's a heat exchanger so that we can actually air condition the building using solar energy.
How does that work?
Well, it's sort of a magic process. This adsorber actually is a heat exchanger, so it pulls the heat out of the hot water and turns it cool. And then we heat and cool our buildings with, we have cold water and hot water loops that are running around, and we have periodically have fans. We don't have radiant heat. So we're demonstrating that, and that machine happens to be in our plumbing lab. So
very interesting. I mean, the old community college, I remember when I started at the radio station, I've been here for 10 years. It used to rain right into the control room. That's how well insulated the roof was.
Right. This building is very well insulated. You know, we moved in January when the single-digit temperatures, our heaters really weren't working at the time, but with the orientation of the building, south-facing windows, heat coming in, we have passive solar on some of our workshops. Those rooms stayed warm.
It's interesting. I have been noticing that there's kind of a bit of a divide in the people who are promoting renewable energy. Some people are just basically building everything the same but putting solar technology on. And others are saying, let's use even the least amount of solar energy, active solar energy necessary by having south-facing windows and things like that. And there are people who've built their houses to be essentially kind of vehicles that move air around for warming and cooling without a whole lot of help from machines.
Absolutely. You know, in a lot of ways, and of course the climate depends where you live, depends upon what you can do, but in a lot of ways we're going back to the Santa Fe of 100 and 200 years ago. South-facing walls, thick walls to mass to provide insulation, you know, green roofs. We have a green roof in our building too. So we're demonstrating, you know, how we can use plant materials to provide insulation. You know, we are doing active solar, but we're also doing passive solar.
So all of these things are part of the Santa Fe Community College's Trade and Advanced Technology Center. Now, itself is a LEED certified building?
Right now we're LEED registered. We haven't finished the LEED process. We're fairly comfortable we'll end up being LEED Platinum.
Is it the highest one?
The highest is actually LEED, we're going to be LEED Gold, excuse me. LEED Platinum is the highest. We had to cut a couple things out from our budget. But we also have a welding workshop that we will eventually offer, and that uses a lot of electricity. So there's no way we could generate everything we need when we have all our programs going.
You also have a rooftop garden.
We have a small rooftop garden. We planted some things up there in the dead of winter, so we'll be interested to see if we have to replant now that spring and summer are coming on board.
Spring and summer with their attendant snows and
yes.
Frosts and freezes.
Yes, and amazingly to me, I don't know how it happened, but tumbleweeds ended up on the second floor and the third floor of the building. So
tumbleweeds tumbled
all the way
anti-gravity
up.
Wise up to the roof.
They bounced or climbed the wall. I'm not sure which.
We're talking to Randy Grissom, who's the dean of the Economic and Workforce Development Center at the Santa Fe Community College. Now, do you have a lot of students signing up for these programs?
We do. We have about 300 students right now enrolled in our programs. With our new building, we could easily double that or go further because we have the space now to do it. One of the things that, you know, Santa Fe Community College never really had the trades programs before, and we didn't have the space to do something. And so now with this new building, this is meeting the vision of both our president, Dr. Artigo, and the needs of the community. We have a lot more space to do the hands-on training, which you've got to do in these programs. So even with the classrooms we have and the labs that where we do the hands-on, we think we can easily accommodate 600 to 900 students per semester in that building.
Let's say you get to that goal. Are there jobs waiting for them?
There are. You know, even in this tough economic time, I'm really surprised at some of the placements we're getting. You know, everybody's looking for good employees, well-trained employees. We've got people coming back who already have bachelor's and master's degrees, now learning a new skill, a new trade area. So, you know, they're moving out there and they're getting jobs.
And if you were to look forward, let's say 5, 10, 15 years, and you saw the kind of public policy that supported more of these jobs and more of this kind of technology, what would that look like? I mean, what do you see as a really green energy supporting type of public policy?
Well, you know, I think some of the things that we do have in place that I hope will stay in place, some of the tax credits for installing renewable energy systems will help. I think the new green building codes in the city of Santa Fe and that Santa Fe County are looking for are going to help. The home building industry will come back. We're not sure exactly when, but it will come back. And so we're going to build homes to be better, more sustainable, to use less energy, to, you know, to take advantage of natural things like south-facing, but also to use renewable energy and use a lot of weatherization features. I mean, you can actually save a lot of money just by weatherizing and using the right insulation materials.
Does the home building industry, I mean, has it caught up with this vision of the future?
In Santa Fe, I believe they have. You know, the Green Building Code here was heavily developed with the input from the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association. We work very closely with them and their Green Building Council. They help us, develop our curriculum, even teach some of our classes. So we're actually, most of our classes right now are taught by people who work in the field already, run their own businesses. They're potential employers.
And when you say in Santa Fe, we're getting there, what about the rest of the state?
Well, I think it's slowly getting there. I think Santa Fe in this area is certainly more progressive than the rest of the state. I think one of the things that's important is when we talked about sustainability in the past, we mostly talked about it in terms of environmental issues and, you know, how can we help the environment. But when you really look at it, there's a bottom line, positive bottom line impact for businesses and individuals and their homeowners to use these new technologies and to go back and use some of the old technologies that have been updated.
Randy Grissom is Dean of Economic and Workforce Development at Santa Fe Community College. And once again, the grand opening celebration of the Trades and Advanced Technology Center is this Friday at 2 o'clock. And people can wander around, look at the open house, ask questions, meet Randy Grissom. And
even better than that, they can come meet our faculty and students. We have students, our solar club, our biofuels club. They're going to be doing demonstrations, doing projects, installing solar panels, producing biofuel from waste grease and waste products like old donuts. And
old donuts. Well, thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.